Mayor-elect, how are you this morning? Thanks for coming on.
I am doing great. How are you all?
We are doing well. Let me say congratulations on the win, because we haven't talked to you since you've won. And congratulations on the nuptials.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Mr. Ricky Johnson, Jackson Jr., I mean, I don't know Ricky, but he's a Jackson, and I'm a Jackson, so he's got to be a good brother.
That's right. Sounds good to me.
Oh, man. So, first 100 days, you take office January 1st. What's the plan? What has to get done in those first 100 days?
So, I am going to keep things very close. We have some very exciting news. We have an amazing transition process that's in place now. We have over 18 committees that have been formed with subject expert matters on each committee, ranging from neighborhood to corporate to civic and attorneys. I'm all coming together to shape the priorities for my first 100 days. That report should be released in the coming weeks. It will be released on January 1, the first day that I take office. And that plan will really kind of lay out what the first 100 days will look like from our office and my administration. So very excited. We do have some things in mind around community violence intervention that will be announced, some things around our youth and our babies in Detroit, and some things around education. So I want to kind of keep that close to me as we're still going through the process and solidifying what those actionable items will be for the first 100 days of our administration.
Have you already sat down with the county executives of Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties? Have you talked to
those
them?
Are all four. I've talked to all of them as far as just initial congratulations. We have some forthcoming meetings scheduled with them. Today is my Lansing day. So I have meetings with Speaker Hall. I have a meeting today with all of our Detroit caucus and Michigan legislative representatives. And so I'll be in Lansing pretty much most of the day today to start sharing my priorities and my agenda with all of our legislators. As we know, the state of Michigan and that support and that collaboration is going to be key to getting a lot of things done here in Detroit.
And I know you've had a competitive race with some strong voices, you know, like Reverend Solomon Kinlock and Santel Jenkins. Is there room for former opponents in your administration?
Always room for discussion and, you know, understanding what makes sense. I've definitely had conversations pretty much with everyone except my opponent. Still have not received a call from him, but I've had great conversations with Santel Jenkins. In fact, member Durhall, my former colleague, I actually brought him on. He is going to be doing a lot of our governmental relationship building and outreach to the state level as around numerous initiatives around trying to reform some of our tax abatement process. And property tax reform and various initiatives that I need done with some support from the state. So happy he's coming on board. He has a lot of relationships with the business in the state legislature. And so very excited to work with him as well.
And you move quickly to name a deputy mayor and to reappoint the current police chief. What did you want those early decisions to signal about your leadership style and your priorities?
Well, one is that I keep my word, right? So I talked a lot throughout the campaign. In fact, I was the first candidate in the race to announce that, you know, if I win, that I'm keeping the chief. I say he's done a phenomenal job. Crime has drastically decreased. And we do know that in light of that, we still have a lot to do around perception of crime. And that is what this administration is going to be really, really working on. We want people to feel safe. We don't really want to keep citing numbers and data. You want neighborhoods and people to feel safe in the city that they love. And so Chief Bettison is just a phenomenal chief. He is a people centered chief. He understands that policing is not just about law enforcement, but it's also about addressing the social issues. He was just an easy choice. I want him to know how serious I was to his leadership. And so I was very, very proud to announce him. And I think public safety is so, so important to the betterment of our city and to so many people in Detroit. And so I wanted to announce that first because I know how important public safety is. And then Brian White, my chief of staff, has really made a name for himself over the years. He served Detroit for 12 years, working with me as my chief of staff. He's been instrumental in a lot of my policy agenda, and just was super excited to announce him serving as the deputy mayor for the city of Detroit, and excited about his ability as well to get deals done and to really bridge that gap between community and corporate as well, too.
Madam Mayor-elect, we appreciate you coming on this morning and talking about your first 100 days and what your plans are for the future. Don't be a stranger. We support you 100% here at WJR, and we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk again soon. Have a great holiday.
Okay, you as well. Thank you, guys.
All right, coming up next, we have a special sweet deal for you.
When the holidays arrive, your home works overtime, from big family dinners to out-of-town guests, and the last thing you need is a plumbing problem slowing the celebration. That's why Shelby Mechanical is my preferred plumber for the holiday season and trusted by WJR's Inside Outside Guys. For decades, families have trusted Shelby Mechanical for reliable, honest, fast plumbing service, the kind you need when every moment matters. And to make your holidays even brighter, they're offering a special seasonal savings. $150 off sewer repair, $50 off snake or camera service, $25 off any faucet install. Whether it's a clogged drain, sewer issue, or faucet upgrade before the guests arrive, Shelby Mechanical has you covered. So keep your home comfortable, your gathering stress-free, and your plumbing in perfect working order. Call Shelby Mechanical, the plumbers you can count on this holiday season and all year long.